If you're thinking about starting a podcast for your healthcare practice, one of the first concerns is how much time it's going to take and whether it ends up becoming another thing to manage. Hi, I'm Toby Goodman from tobygoodman.com. If you've landed on this episode first, or you could do with a quick recap of what has happened so far, here's how to get the most from season one of The Practice. In episode one, I talked about how patients, clients, and referrers often form an impression of you before they meet you. If you're trying to shape how you're understood, that's worth checking out. In episode two, I covered how to position your podcast so it actually supports your practice. A good one if you're early on, or making sure this reflects how you really work rather than becoming another marketing task. Also really good if you're involved in a rebrand. In episode three, I looked at what you would actually talk about on your podcast, helpful if you've been stuck wondering where to start or what your episodes would even be. In episode four, I showed you how to turn everyday conversations into episodes, well worth a few minutes if your time is already stretched and you don't want to sit down and just create content from scratch. In episode five, I covered how private podcasting works inside your team, really relevant if your practice, your facilities are growing and you're not able to spend as much one-to-one time with each team member as you'd like. In episode six, I looked at how patients or clients can arrive already prepared for conversations with a clear idea of what to expect and what they need to decide. Useful if consultations keep starting in the same place and take longer than they should. And in episode seven, I showed you how this supports referrals. That's for you if your network isn't quite sure how to explain what you do, or you just feel like opportunities are being missed. This episode is about how to put all of that in place in a way that fits your practice and where you are today without it becoming another job. Because that's what tends to happen. You start with an idea, record a few episodes, and then you end up with something you kind of have to begrudgingly keep feeding. And that's really not what I'm about, but that's where most people stop. What works far better is to treat your first podcast as something defined. In most cases, that starts with an 8 to 10 episode season built around your work. Each episode has a clear job, something your patient or client needs to understand before they meet you, an asset your team uses to hear directly from you, a way a referrer can share with confidence. And importantly, it has an end point. You build season one, you put it in place, and you start using it straight away. If you want to carry on and keep podcasting, you'll have a workflow in place and you'll know what's missing. You'll know what would be useful to add, and you'll be 10 times the podcaster you were when you started. But you won't be starting from scratch because you'll have built something tangible to support where you are today. This is what keeps everything manageable. You're not committing to an endless schedule or trying to keep up with anything. You're putting something in place that constantly supports your patients, clients, team, referrals, partners, all of that stuff. That's exactly what I build with my clients. A 10-episode podcast season built around how their practice actually works. If you'd like my help to make that happen, there are three ways I can help you. Number one, you can read my best-selling book, Narrow Podcasting, and you can do it yourself. Number two, I can work with you to install it in your practice, providing step-by-step guidance on all processes from planning and positioning to recording. This is where you or your team learns how to run your podcast, do all the recording, so it becomes an internal thing, part of how you communicate going forward. Finally, number three, you can have it built with you and for you by working with me as your coach, and also using my team to edit and do all that technical stuff you'd rather not get involved in. Perfect if your time is limited or you'd rather have your team focus on the work that they already have. With options two and three, you'll end up with something that will be immediately useful, reflects how you think, how you speak, and how you work within 12 weeks max, and something that continues to support your practice months and years after it's been recorded. So if you're thinking that could work for you, or someone in your network, and you'd like my support, I'd love to hear from you. Thanks so much for listening. For more episodes, resources, and how this can be applied in your practice, including ways I can support you, head over to tobygoodman.com/thepractice.